Welcome back to another episode. I am Keeler Bryson, your host and founder of Teachable Life Moments. Well, folks, today I have another great topic for you, and I think that it will certainly help improve your life in some shape or form. The subject that I want to talk to you about today is about breaking bad habits. Do you have any bad habits? You know, this tickles me because I can instantly think of some. They're popping up in my mind now about some bad habits that I need to break. You know, habits are the small decisions that we make and the actions that we perform every day. And habits account, believe it or not, for about 40% of our behaviors on any given day. And basically, our lives are the sum of all of our habits. Think about that. Your life, my life, is the sum of all of my habits. You know, what we repeatedly do, what we're spending time on and thinking on, ultimately shapes and forms the person you are. The things you believe and the results you manifest, all of that impacts who you become and what you manifest, the things that you're spending time on, the things that you're spending the most things doing. You know, when you look at your level of success or your level of no success, it probably has something to do with the habits. The habits that you do daily have a connection to whether you feel you are successful or not successful. If you don't feel that you're as financially secure as you want to be, I want to challenge you to look at your daily habits. Look at your spending habits. Look at your mindset that you have about financial stability. The thing about bad habits, one of the reasons why we definitely have to address it, because if we are going to achieve anything significant and awesome this year in 2019, we have got to interrupt these bad habits. Bad habits will stop you every time. Bad habits will cause us to fail. It will cause us to not progress. And when we're constantly starting and stopping and not experiencing the success that we want, those bad habits, you know, are usually the cause of us not accomplishing those things that we want to accomplish. Bad habits can jeopardize our health mentally and physically. Think about that. When you look around the world today, you can look and find someone real quick that has some bad habits, and you can see how it's impacting their health, their mentality, and their physical bodies because of these bad habits. And when we have bad habits, they waste time and energy. And so that's why I am doing this podcast today, because this is one little thing that many people can do to tweak their lives and get their lives on the path to manifesting the dreams and goals and the money and whatever it is you want to manifest and achieve this year. So I have a question for you to think on. Why is it so hard to break a bad habit? Have you ever thought about that? Or have you noticed it? I'm sure if you've ever tried to break a habit, yeah, you've noticed that it's hard to break a habit. We've seen smokers, they say it's hard to stop smoking. If you have an eating problem, eating junk food or not eating as healthy as you should, why is it such a struggle? Why is it so hard to break that habit? Well, here is a perspective that I want you to consider. It is hard to break that habit because in some ways we are benefiting from it. You know, whether good or bad, that bad habit, we are benefiting. It provides some sort of benefit in our life, and as a result, it becomes difficult to simply eliminate a bad habit. So how can we break a bad habit? The first thing is we've got to replace it with a good habit. Now, you don't eliminate a bad habit. You simply replace it with something good. Okay, that's the first thing. And then when you think about that, that is so simple. If I know that my bad habit is eating junk food, then I need to replace it with a good habit, maybe eating some healthy snack options. And that sounds so easy. But you know what? if we continue to do it every day, then that good, healthy eating habit will develop and it will become our way of life. So in this episode, I want to run through 6 ways to break a bad habit. The first thing is, which I've already shared with you, was to replace it. Basically, you're going to choose a substitute for your bad habit. Now, in order to do this, you got to plan ahead of time, you know, so that you can not be stressed out when you're confronted by the bad habit. You know, if yours is eating, then you want to maybe pack your lunch bag with some healthy options, maybe sit down, write out some healthy option choices, and then go to the grocery store and buy those things. But at any rate, you've got to substitute something good in the place of the bad habit, because when that desire comes to engage in that bad habit, and if you don't have a substitute, then guess what? You're going to fall off the wagon, and you, next thing you know, you're going to be engaging in that bad habit. And we don't want that. Number 2, cut out as many triggers as possible. Do you realize that triggers are usually what spark our craving for or desire for a bad habit or to do that bad habit? Usually there are triggers associated to it. For example, like if you know that chocolate chip cookies is something that is, you know, your sin, so to speak, then, and you know you have chocolate chip cookies in the house, go and throw them away. And you may say, Keel, that is just harsh. Throw those good chocolate chip cookies away. Yeah, throw them away. And then that way you won't be tempted. When you open the cabinet and you see them there, you won't be triggered to fall off the wagon. You know, when we're trying to break bad habits, we've got to make sure our environment is accommodating for good habits. You know, look around your house. Is it anything in your house, in your space, that is a trigger for you to continue to engage in bad habits? Look around, clear out your place, your space, your room, clear out the kitchen, whatever it is. Even television, certain shows, if it is a trigger for you, then just don't watch that show. Number 3, join forces with somebody. You know, this is a top way to break any habit and to get anything done, because when you join forces with somebody, guess what? They're going to hold you accountable. And they're also going to celebrate your victories with you. And then just knowing that someone is expecting you to do better is just a powerful motivator. You know, you could, because it's like if you have a trainer, you don't want to go to your next session and then they ask you, what did you eat today? And then you're going to let them down. You know, this is going to make them disappointed, and you just don't want to feel the guilt of falling off the fitness bandwagon, so to speak. But, you know, it's because you know that they've invested time in you and they believe in you, and you don't want to let them down. And as a result, this is a way to break a bad habit, because you're going to want to do all those things to make your buddy happy and pleased with you and able to celebrate the victories that you've achieved together. Next is, surround yourself with people who live the way you want to live. Yes, I believe in this one, because growing up, my mom, she would clean houses, and just hanging around the folks that she cleaned houses, just being in their house and just seeing how they were living, all of that was motivation for me to know that, hey, people live like this. Hey, I want to live like this. I want to have a nice house. I want to be, you know, such and so. And so just being around, being in the environment, networking with people that live the way you want to live, and you see the habits that they are carrying out every day and how those habits are taking them to their destinations that they desire to be and helping them to achieve goals, you know, that's going to be encouraging. It's going to help you to break your bad habits. Next is, visualize yourself succeeding. You know, visualization is a very powerful technique. Athletes do it when they are getting ready to enter a game, whether it's basketball, football. They first visualize themselves, you know, making all the 3 shot points. They visualize themselves, you know, maneuvering the court flawlessly. And this is a routine that many of them do because they realize that there is power in visualizing. You know, whatever the bad habit is that you are looking to break, visualize yourself crushing it, you know, enjoying your success. Do you see yourself breaking a bad habit? First of all, let's ask that question, because if you don't see yourself breaking and crushing a bad habit, then guess what? More than likely, you're not. You got to see yourself overcoming those cravings, those triggers, and those bad thoughts that cause you to want to engage in whatever the bad habit is. Whether it's a bad habit to procrastinate, is it a bad habit to make excuses? Is it a bad habit to just not do anything? I mean, you don't want to clean the house. You don't want to fold the clothes. You don't want to make that cold call. You don't want to go and try to sell a product. You don't want to try to develop and perfect your craft. You know, you don't want to save. What is, you don't want to pay your credit card debt. You know, you've got to visualize yourself doing those things. There's a whole lot of bad habits. Most of the time we think of bad habits, people think about smoking, eating, drinking, sleeping around, but there are so many others that may not be considered like the top 10 bad habits. But certainly it's the small things that sometimes can cause us to trip up and cause us to stall and get distracted and not make any progress that we desire. And finally, you don't need to be someone else. You just need to return to the old you. A lot of times when people are breaking bad habits, they think that they need to become an entirely new person. And that is so far from the truth. You know, the truth is that you already have it in you to be someone without your bad habits. Now think about it. You didn't just wake up with those bad habits. You developed those bad habits, right? At one point, you didn't even have that bad habit. And so as a result, you just need to return back to the person that didn't have the bad habit, which means that person is already down within you. And when you look at it from that perspective, it makes it seem so much more doable. You know, breaking a bad habit is something that I want to challenge each of you to think on the rest of this week. Take the time to list out things that you feel are bad habits for you and is causing you to not progress and achieve the things that you want to achieve. And once you develop your list, then go through these steps that I've just provided to figure out how you can come up with a plan to help you break those bad habits. Because, hey, we are all here helpers one to another. And I just want to encourage you to get stuff done, achieve your goals, to live a life that's abundant, a life that's healthy, a life that is fulfilled. And one of the ways to do that is to break those bad habits and develop some new healthy habits. All right, that's my time. You have been listening to Keela Bryson with the Teachable Life Moments podcast. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you haven't done so, go to the Apple Podcast and rate and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Teachable Life Moment. And thank you for listening.